Earlier today, we talked to Kirk Reeder. Let's bring in former Giants closer Rob Nen. He joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Jim Cozumore, Dan Dibley, Lorenzo Neal. Rob, we trust that you and your loved ones are all safe and healthy, and things are going well for the Nen family at this tough time in all of our lives.
Yeah, thanks for asking. We're all good. We've been hunkered down a little bit down in Southern Cal and just kind of trying to stay sane a little bit. But, it seems like things are starting to kind of open up a little bit and go in the right direction.
Good. We're glad it is. We're glad the Nen family is happy and healthy. All right. Listen, you're a guy who competed at the highest level in one of the toughest jobs in all of Major League Baseball. You sit back and see what's going on between the Players Association and the ownership group now. As a player, when you see the divide, you know, there's an 82-game proposal, 114-game proposal, a counter to a 50-game proposal. Do you have any sense or hope that we might see Major League Baseball in some way in 2020?
Yeah, I think something's going to get done. I hope there is. I mean, you know, from being on a player side, you know, it's definitely something that, you know, those guys want to go out and get what they deserve. Now, what they deserve, I don't know what that is. It's not up to me to decide. I mean, that's still something that, you know, that the two have to come together and figure out what's the best solution. And, you know, the one solution I know of is they need to get back to playing, and, you know, they need to help, you know, help this country get back to keep their mind off the COVID and, you know, the looting and all that stuff. So it'd be nice to get a chance to see some baseball and, you know, kind of get back to the American lifestyle of watching sports and all that stuff.
What does baseball need to do to regain its foothold as America's pastime? Because obviously this situation we're all going through, as you mentioned, with the unrest and the rioting and the COVID-19, it's putting sports deep, deep on the back burner. But once baseball comes back, there's still a sense of needing to reclaim some fans. How do they go about doing that?
Well, I think they need to get the players back on the field is the first part. You know, get those guys going and get a common bond between the owners and players. I mean, I know the CBA is coming up here in the next, I think, year or so or whatever it is. And you know, I think they need to come together and figure out the solution and keep the game going. I think if there's any kind of work stoppage or anything going on like that, I think it's, you know, it's going to be a tougher situation to keep the fans and to get the fans back. And you know, we all love the game. We all played it as kids growing up. And, you know, as far as, you know, once it gets back on the field, once everything's taken care of, it's just a matter of, you know, figuring out what's the best for the game, whether you speed it up, whether you keep it the same, whether you implement new stuff. Some of the stuff that they've done, I'm not a real big fan of, but, you know, that it is what it is. And if it's going in a different direction and that's what the game needs, well, then I'm all for it. But you definitely need to get the players back and you get the owners on the same side and try to get a resolution to, you know, this year, forthcoming years, and kind of go from there.
Well, you know, a lot of ball players, you know, I was fortunate enough to play in the NFL, and we always, you know, envied you guys as union, the way that how it stands united. You know, guys don't usually cross, and it's just a strong union, retirement, all those different things people talk about baseball that just compared to football, you know, guaranteed contracts. And though football's getting better and other sports getting better, it's unique. What's the pros and the cons, and is it so unique now? Can you see when it was at 81 games earlier a week ago that they're thinking about 81s? Then all of a sudden, the Players Association, they go up to 114, and the commissioner, they take it down to 50 games. Does that make you feel that they're further apart, or is this just negotiations as usual?
Definitely feel like they're a little bit further apart. I mean, that's the one thing we've always been, and you know, the union from the time I've been in the big leagues to, you know, 93 on, it's the union's always been tight. They've always taken care of their players and always tried to figure out the best solution and moving forward. You know, that is the one thing that we've all stuck together, and I think that's still going to happen. I think that the union will stick together because, like you say, it is. You know, it is a strong union, and that's what we've been made of. So, but with that being said, I think they all need to get to the table. I think they need to figure something out. And like I say, I don't know what that is, and I don't know what the best solution is. But, you know, the two heads got to get together and figure out what's the best solution and really, you know, get the players back on the field and get them playing baseball. I mean, you know, the downside is if the longer they wait, you know, if it ends up going into maybe no baseball this year and then goes next year, that's a big layoff for a lot of guys. And guys, you know, guys need to get out and play. And you know, they've been doing it their whole lives. Now all of a sudden they've taken, you know, a year off or whatever the case may be. And I just think that, you know, for the good of baseball, it needs to get back sooner than later.
Former Giants closer Rob Nen joining us on Joe Low and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. I want to circle back a little bit to one of your answers in talking about the game. And I don't want to put words in your mouth or paraphrase it incorrectly, but there are some things in the game that they're maybe looking at doing differently that maybe you don't like. Are there, what things would you like to see Major League Baseball do, or how would you like to see Major League Baseball portrayed so that it's in its best light for the fans and for the players?
Well, you know, they're talking about speeding up the game and doing all the stuff that they're doing. You know, talking about maybe implementing a digital strike zone. For me, I don't think that's the right thing. I think that every player, every pitcher out there knows every umpire what they call, you know, high, low, in or out, and I think that's your job to figure out what those guys call. So to go out there and have somebody, you know, a machine call balls and strikes. For me, it's just not part of the game, you know, some of the other stuff, the whole, you know, just the instant replay, you know, they talk about speeding the game up, but you know, how many instant replays are there in a game? 3 to 4, 5, whatever it is. I mean, that slows the game down right there. It's almost like they're trying to implement things that slow the game down, but then all of a sudden they're trying to say, well, we need an electronic strike zone. Well, for me, it's just call the strike zone. You know, I'm okay with the umpires. I'm behind them. I've always been a fan of those guys. It's not an easy job. But for me, if they want to speed the game, just call the strike zone, you know, and, you know, go out there and get guys to swing the bat. And you know, the problem now is for me is all these hitters know that the strike zone is so small, so they're looking for one spot. You know, if the ball's up a little bit, which I gave up a ton of home runs on high fastballs, that's a strike. But guys don't have to swing at it right now because of the fact that it's not being called. So some of that stuff is, for me, is not the old school baseball. I enjoy the purists, the going out there and guys, you know, hitting home runs and going the opposite way and butting guys over and just doing the little things to make the game exciting. So for me, that's the kind of stuff I'd love to see.
It might be as simple as just enforcing the batter's box as well, Rob, because Jim and I were watching some of the 1970s A's World Series games, and those things hummed right along because batters had to stay in the box. You couldn't step out every pitch and adjust both gloves and maybe do a quick cup check and then get back in the box. Wouldn't that help to speed things up as well?
For sure. For sure. I mean, you know, and listen, it's the same thing with the pitchers. I'm not just throwing it on the hitters. But, you know, the pitchers need to get on the mound and get your sign and go. And the hitters, same thing, stay in the box and get that going. But if you go back and look at that, you know, look at the strike zone, what they were calling back then. You know, the strike zone was a little bit bigger. It was what it was supposed to be, what the rule book says is where the strike zone is. And guys are swinging, guys are aggressive. And the game was faster, there was more hits, there was, you know, like I say, it's whether the game's going a different direction and it's just passing me by, I don't know. But I really enjoyed the you know, the years ago when it just, the little things were right.
Right, right. Question for you, because I kind of wrestled with that same thing. You know, I was able to play, you know, 16 seasons, try to get in year 17 in NFL. And a lot of guys call it the not-for-fun league. They took away the dancing, end zone, certain things, and they brought it back for guys. What about, like, the bat flip, certain things that guys do? Why is those some of those things an unwritten rule? Could you see that changing? What's the negative and positive side if you're looking at just that?
Well, listen, the positive side is the fans like it and they enjoy it. They like the bat flips. They like the watching the balls and all that stuff. You know, the negative side is, you know, for guys that played, you know, in the 90s and you know, that, and before me, I mean, it was a respect of the game and whether you bat flip and I know those guys still respect the game, but for us, for guys, you know, the Nolan Ryans and the Goose Gossages, the guys that I came up with or at the end of their career, but the start of my career, you know, they didn't put up with that stuff. It was a respect issue. And for me, it's, you know, that's just the way I was, brought up, you know, my dad played. He always taught me respect the game. The game owes you nothing. You know, you owe the game everything. And if it wasn't for the game, we'd all be doing something else. And so for me, it was always respect. And I'm not saying the guys that do bat flips or watch balls don't respect the game. It's respecting the other player on the other side. And you know, you hit a bomb, great. That's awesome. But you know, take the jog, take the runs, you know, around the bases and be done. But don't stand there and disrespect the pitcher. And for me, that's just my point of view. Listen, everybody's got their own views. But I had a chance to watch, you know, the Nolan Ryans and the Gooses and all Tom Hinkies and all these guys that played back then. They didn't put up with that stuff. And like I say, the game might be passing me by. If the fans love it, then, you know, more power to the game and go that way. So, you know, it's, like I say, it's not for me to say. That's just what I like.
Rob Nen with us on Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Rob, if in fact we do have baseball, how, from a player, especially a pitcher's perspective, how much time would you actually need to be up and running and ready to go in what you would be comfortable to get up on the hill and ready to throw? What do you think pitchers today would need? And pitchers are different today. You know, you played in an era where guys were throwing 120 pitches on some day. They don't do that as much now. But how much time do we realistically think athletes need to get back on the field if they do choose to play?
Well, I think it all depends. I think if all these guys are still throwing and playing catch and doing what they need, it's not the same as spring training. I get it. But as long as they're still doing some form of workout and throwing and keeping their arm in shape, it all depends. You know, for starters, it depends what they want. If they want them to go, you know, three innings to start the season off, or if they want them to try to go five or six. I mean, for guys like me, it was more just trying to get the feel of the strike zone and whether that was, you know, 10 days or 3 weeks. My gut feeling is probably 3 weeks. You could probably get everybody pretty close and without getting somebody hurt. And I think that's the main thing. So if guys are throwing, guys have been off the mound and they're doing what they've probably been told to do, I don't know. They could probably get it going pretty quick. All these guys are excited. They all want to get back on the field. They're missing what they've done since they were kids. So my gut feeling is these guys are all staying in shape. They're all working their butts off and making sure they're ready for that call and getting ready to get back on the field.
Rob, we always appreciate you coming on. You've been so nice to us and gracious. We trust that you stay safe. We hope that everything goes well for you and your family, and we'll do it again. And the next time we do it, let's talk actual baseball and hope they're out on the field.
I would love to, man. I'm jonesing to see some baseball and watch these guys back out there. There's some great talent, man. And I think everybody needs it, and it would be great for the country.